Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey everybody, Ted Falcon, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Hey, listen, we're hosting all this summer class reunions. That's right. If your class is getting together for a 20, a 25, even a 30, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
This portion of the Phil Hendry Show, hosted by Ted's of Beverly Hills, and of course we have Ted Bell on the line with us, who is the owner-operator of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we are talking about class reunions, and summertime is the time when classes get together. I graduated from high school in 1970, which I realize makes me ancient, but like it bothers me. When did you graduate, Ted?
Well, I graduated from high school. I graduated from Maple Ridge High School, California, 1977. And we are coming up on our 25. Let me ask you a question, Phil. What do you think the number one reason is why people don't go to high school reunions?
Well, I guess it probably has something to do with the comfort level.
That is exactly. There is a comfort level. What do you think the number one reason, though, is specifically?
They don't think that they look as good?
No, they don't think they've done as well as the other people. They feel that in many respects they may represent some kind of a loser, and so they feel as if they'd be embarrassed being around people who might have done better, and that's why a lot of people don't go to high school reunions. I think it's a shame. I think we ought to get everybody reunited with their past. I think high school was a pivotal time for most of us. It was for me. It's when I went through some great trauma in high school, but I also succeeded with my life, I think, shortly after high school, learning a lot of the lessons. So the worst part of class reunions, it's maybe you've not done as well with your life. You've had opportunities. You've dropped the ball. And I can tell you, I have a very dear friend of mine. Well, I used to know Doug back when we both played water polo. This happened at our 20-year. Doug Powell is a friend of mine, and I'd heard he'd had problems with some drugs, and he'd been in and out of the tech business. He chapter 11'd a couple of times. And I went up to him at our 20th, and I said, I'd like to buy a drink. And this was our 20-year at the Palos Verdes Country Club.
Okay.
And I asked him, what's it like coming to one of these when you know, for instance, that I'm going to be here and other people have been successful? And I gotta hand it to everyone, if you want to call them losers or whatever, who shows up at a class reunion when you haven't been able to do anything with your life, and here are all your former classmates, some of whom, like myself, for instance, have gone on to some pretty good things. And so I asked him, what kind of, you know, and if you'll pardon my language, Phil, I said, what kind of brass balls does it take for you to show up here? So he looked at me kind of offended.
Well, I would have been too. You know, you're asking...
Well, I didn't mean to offend him.
Well, you're asking the guy, what kind of brass balls does it take for you to show up at our 20-year? Did you call him a loser?
No, I did not, Phil, and forgive me. What I'm saying is a lot of people you see at these reunions, guys you used to know, girls you used to know, are, you know, like George C. Scott said to Jackie Gleason in The Hustler, stick with this kid, he's a loser. And I think, I said to a lot of people, I'm Ted Bell, I'm the same kid you knew in high school, the same guy who always put it out there. I said to him, Doug, I put it out there. I'm rock and roll from the gate. And he was offended, and so that's when I got the idea I had for these dual reunions.
All right, we're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now, you want to have two separate kinds of reunion. This guy was offended, by the way. Did you reconnect with him during the evening?
With Doug?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. I understand he probably misunderstood me.
Well, you were putting him in the category of a loser and saying, what kind of brass balls does it take to show up here? Okay.
Well, and he asked me the same question, what kind of brass balls does it take to ask that question? But I'm Ted Bell. See, I said, Doug, I'm Ted Bell. I'm the same kid that you knew back in the day. And so what I came up with is the idea of having dual class reunions, where you know you've got a relatability problem, so why not do this? And I really love this idea. We're going to be doing it at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Have one reunion for the people who were able to be successful, got a hold of life, were able to somehow figure out this marvelous mystery that we call life, Bill. And then another class reunion for the ones who couldn't catch on. And there could be, maybe they didn't break six figures in a salary. I don't know how you want to do it. But people such as myself, Rick Neufel, Tad Grissom, a lot of my buddies from water polo, Angela Bellows, done very well.
Well, doesn't that seem a little exclusionary? And by the way, I want to give her a number out. It's 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, but there was an idea that I had. I'm organizing a venue for a 25-year reunion. We're going to have both reunions at the same country club, but not in the same room. All right, you understand what I'm saying? So the people who did well can mix and mingle with themselves, and the people who were, you know, if you want to call them the losers or whatever, they have their own reunion.
Ted, let me ask you a question here. You're having a high school reunion, and it's going to be for the class of 77 at Maple Ridge High. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. You're only going to invite the successful ones to be in one room, and the unsuccessful, how do you figure out who's successful and who isn't?
Well, the people that haven't been successful, they married too early, too many kids too early. They were never able to crack the big six figures in annual salary. Abortions, drug abuse, these are the problems that affect a lot of people.
And well, what's wrong with having all of them in the reunion together?
Because
they don't want to be there?
Because they don't. I'm Ted Bell. I'm one of the more successful people for the class of 77 Maple Ridge. There's a lot of people like me. Why would a loser...
How about if we use another word for them, okay?
All right, what would you like?
How about if we say the less successful?
All right, why would the less successful of my classmates from the class of 77 want to show up and see me, you know, holding court, having conversations, people wanting to talk to me? I can't get to the bar at some of these things without somebody saying, Ted, listen, I got an idea. Ted, can I get 2 minutes with you? I want everybody who attends high school reunions to be comfortable. And the only way for people who attend high school reunions really to be comfortable is to take the ones that, you know, they gained a little weight, they had an abortion, they've had a few divorces. Put them over in the Victoria Ballroom, which is what we rented out, and then in the main ballroom, which is the George Ballroom, we have it for the you know, people. What I say to them is I'm Ted Bell. And they automatically knew that I would be with the winners. See, they can't relate to losers, Phil. There's no way they could hold a conversation with somebody like me. And when I go to one of these deals, let me tell you something. It's, hey, Ted, can I get 2 minutes of your time? I've got an idea on steam cleaning pots. You know, we've recoppered the new pans, of course, for our new iron griddle, which we're going to be using on those steaks, Phil. And have you been in lately? Because
yes, I've had the pan. The Longhorn is delicious. But I wanted to get back to what you're saying. You got Group A, which is the successful kids from the class of 77. Group B, the ones who had divorces.
And this is the beauty part. We hold both reunions at the same country club. And the Group A picks up the tab. Okay.
Well, so in other words, the kids who are what you call the losers.
And we won't call them losers. We can call them the less successful.
All right, the ones that aren't as successful, they're going to have their reunion at the same country club.
Exactly.
And you guys are going to pick up the tab.
Exactly.
The only thing is, they can't be with you.
They can't, no. We wouldn't mix the two groups together because it would, in a way, pollute what you're trying to do, which is make people comfortable. Now, what we are going to do at 11 o'clock, Group B, there is a kitchen entrance, and they have a large window, a round window. Group B will go by that window, and they can look in at us and see what we look like and how well we've done.
Well, do you guys get to go and look at them?
Yes, about 11:30, then we will go, and we've set up chairs on a stage. We'll serve drinks, and we'll sit on chairs on a stage and stare at them.
Doesn't that seem a little condescending for you, the successful group of students, to stare at what you call the less successful?
No, I really don't think it is. They won't see us. We'll be on the stage. It's dark up there, just so we can get a look at them and remind ourselves, I guess, Phil, there but for the grace of God go I. And I think that it is a healthy way to look at things. There's winners and there are those who wanted to be winners. And for an hour during the evening, we can see how each other lives, and I think it's...
Well, how successful has this been? Because I know that you were talking to one of the people that you say is Group A, one of your successful graduates, wants to be with the Group Bs.
That's Rebecca Tura, yeah. She's a successful model. She thinks she's slumming. So
what you're saying is you will not allow anybody from Group A to mingle with Group B?
No, we will not.
Well, you know Connor Zoolander and his wife, Tony, right?
Yeah, I know them, and I know what you're going to ask me about, okay?
Well, what I'm going to say is what happened. When she protested to you that it wasn't fair to separate the graduating class between the wealthy, successful ones and the losers, you told her, and I'm quoting...
Bill, that is a misquote.
Hold on, I'm quoting, shut your manhole and fetch me a cocktail. Did you say that?
Phil, she's one of these Democrats who thinks everybody's, all the rich and the poor are comfortable with each other, but they're not. and I'm trying to make this comfortable. So it's reconfirming to me to see them. I could have been that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think you take graduating classes and separate them between the ones who turned out successful and the ones who are losers and have them in separate ballrooms, but that's exactly what the Maple Ridge High Class of 77 is going to do. And a couple of times a night, they can go and look at each other. They're not going to allow each other to intermingle with each other. And as far as Ted Bell is concerned, and he's a restaurant owner, this is the best possible way to make people feel comfortable. How about you? When's the last time you went to a high school reunion, or me? Have you ever seen, were you comfortable or uncomfortable at your high school reunion? Maybe you didn't feel as successful, maybe you felt more. I think maybe the idea for me is that everybody gets together and feels good about themselves no matter what, don't you think? 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And as I say, one of the people, they're not all snobs, because one of the people said she didn't think it was fair, and Ted wrote to her in an email, shut your manhole and get me a cocktail. This is a married woman. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Restaurant owner Ted Bell is with us. He wants class reunions to be more comfortable, and the way to make them more comfortable is not to have a lot of the so-called less successful students mingling with the ones that went on and made something out of their lives. And Ted joins us from Beverly Hills, California. Ted, I know you've had a lot of people reacting to this. They've been angry about this.
Well, Phil, I think anger is one thing. I think vandalism is something else. We have been through...
What do you mean vandalism?
Well, we've had people, some of the less successful is the only one that I can think of, people who have responded with phone calls to my restaurant saying that I'm an elitist. We've had prank calls.
You mentioned vandalism?
My restaurant was vandalized. Some idiot did the old, and I'm sure you know the trick, he put dog feces in a paper bag and lit it on fire. I went out the front door of the restaurant. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. We had closed on a Monday night. And I stomped it out, and I got this dog mess all over $400 zippered Italian boots, and these were sealskin, all right, and they're only available in 3 stores in the Southern California area. Now, this is what I'm talking about. I'm able to afford $400 zippered Italian sealskin boots, and some classmate of mine from 1977 who went out, got knocked up, or whatever her problem was.
And you're assuming it's a woman?
I'm assuming it's a woman because a lot of women, they're the ones that are the most nervous at these reunions because they think they're too fat, they think they're too ugly. She puts dog crap into a bag, sets it on fire, and I'm out Italian zip-up sealskin boots. And let me tell you something. George Hamilton commented on these because he was in my restaurant not too long ago. And
All right, Ted, I'm sorry, and you don't even know that it was those people. It could have been some kid pulling a prank for all you know. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do we take class reunions and separate the people so the successful ones and the ones that weren't successful don't have to mingle with each other? Joanna, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Ted, I just wanted to tell you, money doesn't differentiate between people. What, no matter what your bottom line is that you make, doesn't make you any better. It's what you do with your life.
I understand that, but you know what I mean. When you go to these high school reunions and you see the people that didn't quite do as well, and they're embarrassed, they don't have really much in common with you. I'm Ted Bell, all right? I operate a $50 million a year business. What is some guy who went out and what do you think he's doing now? He's doing the books for Toys R Us? I don't know. What's he going to talk to me about? This is what I'm talking about.
What the weather's like. Why do you have to differentiate between money?
The weather? Well,
What about what you guys used to talk about
what
in high school?
You have to put a price tag on everything.
No, I'm not putting a price tag.
Whether you pay $400 for a pair of shoes or $40 for a pair of shoes.
I'm not putting a pair of shoes. I'm not... really? Joanna, let me ask you a question. Have you ever owned a mink stole? Have you ever owned anything of value in your life? A beautiful car?
Yes, I make over $100,000 a year. I'm driving a brand new Durango. I have four beautiful children.
Have you got a diamond ring that you got from
your husband? Yes, I've got a diamond ring.
Well, what if I took that and let a dog lift his leg to it? All of a sudden, that doesn't matter to you, huh? Because money doesn't mean
it. There's hand sanitizers, and you can wash it off.
There we go. See? So when it's something that's valuable to you, it's okay. But if
I wash my hands, it doesn't mean I'm going to kick the dog that pissed on it.
So where did you get your graduation reunion dress? At the Ross Dress for Less? Okay.
No. I got my graduation dress.
What about
at Dillard's, but what difference does that make?
Well, because there's some women that are walking in there in Lord and Taylor and Ann Taylor, and there's some women that are walking in there in Clothes Time. Now, the girl in the Clothes Time rag, what do you think she's going to feel like when she sees a very, very dear
friend? No, you're hung up on money. Other people aren't hung up on money.
Well, I can tell you right now, I'm not hung up on money, but you just told me you don't want a dog lifting his leg to your diamond ring, and yet I'm supposed to let a dog let loose his breakfast on $400 sealskin boots. That's what you just got done saying.
No, she did not. She simply said, well, you are saying that even if you get a pair of shoes messed up, it shouldn't matter, Joanna?
Right.
What you're saying?
I mean,
great. Okay, yeah, you don't believe that, and I don't believe that you believe it. So, thank you.
Okay.
All right, anyway, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Carol, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I just want to say one thing to you, Ted Bell. He who exalts himself will be humbled.
And I beg your pardon?
He who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. You have absolutely...
I don't understand.
Well, in other words, if you read the Bible, you might know, but I'm not a holy roller. But I do want to tell you, you have absolutely... I'm not a holy roller.
You're one of those Bible peppers, huh?
I just want to tell you, you have absolutely no class.
Praise Jesus, sister.
A classy person could mingle with everybody and anybody.
I'm not worried about yourself up on a pedestal. I'm Ted Bell. I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the people. By the way, Mother Teresa, how's that gonorrhea? If you had any class whatsoever, you could mingle with these people.
But
I don't care how wealthy you are. You don't understand.
You probably antagonize somebody that they did something to your shoes, and I could understand why. Any person that wants to separate their class.
So you're the kind of classy person.
Yes, I am.
You'd put dog crap in a bag.
I make a lot of money, dear.
You put dog crap in a bag and set it on fire.
Well, you must have been antagonized somebody, and I can understand because you are antagonizing me.
No, ma'am.
You have no class, my dear, and you better take some lessons.
Can I jump in? This is Phil Henry. I want to jump in. Hold on. I want to jump in. I want to jump in here, Carol. Are you saying, Ted, that poor people are uncomfortable with rich?
That's what I'm trying to tell Mother Teresa here. It's not that I'm not comfortable with them. It's that people who weren't as successful. I look at a guy like Doug Powell. He wanted to go out and kick ass. I did. He didn't. That's the story. End of story. Drug problems, chapter 11s. Do you think he's going to be comfortable hanging around with me? And I asked him, I said, what gives you the balls to show up at a class reunion where you know that I, Ted Bell, I'm going to be at it?
Do you know
what it's like to slide your foot into a pair of sealskin zippered Italian buttons?
Now listen, dear. If you had any class whatsoever, you would make a person feel comfortable in your presence. But you don't have the class.
You're a snob. I'm Ted Bell. You are a snob, and you better wash your...
Nothing comes tumbling down on you here.
Okay, John the Baptist. Whatever you say. Go bug somebody else with the Bible.
Come on, Ted. I have some very bad words for you.
Why don't you go to the church barnyard?
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Should class reunions be separated where the successful class graduates are in one room and the losers, the people who didn't really do well in life, are in another room? That's what Ted Bell thinks, because everybody would be more comfortable. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted Bell with us. We're talking about class reunions. You know these class reunions? You go to your 20-year, your 10-year, your 15-year. I don't know. Some do it by 5 years. Some do it by 10. My last class reunion I went to was my 20-year. Ted.
You know, I think a lot of people are upset with, Phil, the fact that I want to split the classes up into groups of people who were successful and the groups of the... And I guess I'm in trouble, you know...
Well, don't call them losers.
Well, the people that were not successful. The point I'm trying to make, though, is I think what a lot of people are having a hard time with, they think that the people who are not that successful are having less of a good time. I said, and I'll say it again, they're in the same... beautiful country club, the Palos Verdes Country Club. They're getting exactly the same menu. They're getting exactly the same quality service. It's going to be a beautiful evening. They just don't get to be with us. Now, there are, in life, the good goes in hand in hand with the bad. I'm Ted Bell. And you want me to, what am I doing? We're paying for it. Okay? What I'm saying is, I get off a hard day of work, I go to a class reunion, and you're telling me that I'm supposed to stand there and look at some guy who is making less than six figures. I don't see where it's fair to me. I don't see...
Well, how is that going to hurt your day?
I've been working very hard.
Yeah, you've been working very hard. So you see an old classmate, an old chum, a guy you used to know, okay?
Look at you, Phil, I think you think I'm a snob.
Well, you're sounding like a snob. You're sounding just like a snob. And if these people don't have enough money, as you say, maybe you guys can get together and give them some work or something.
Well, what we are doing, at the end of the night, we have a raffle. One of the women from Group B, which is the less successful group of graduates, is chosen to come in, and I guess you're going to find fault with this, so maybe I shouldn't say it.
What?
Because we think it's very magnanimous.
What?
She's chosen to... Please don't raise your voice to me, Phil.
I understand. What?
A woman from Group B is brought in to dance for tips.
To dance for tips? The only dancing for tips that I know about involves taking clothes off.
The shoe fits.
So now you're going to take the wife of one of your humiliated classmates...
You know, you are being dramatic, and I really resent it. I really resent the drama that you're...
No, one of the wives of one of your classmates will come in, strip for money.
I think it's a way to augment a lot of the expenses that they've got. And again, you talk about the old days. There was a time back in college when we used to go and we'd watch what we called the liquor pigs take it off.
What is a liquor pig? Is that some fat girl? What is a liquor pig? Go ahead, tell my audience that.
You know, I really resent it.
Tell my audience what a liquor pig is.
It was one of the girls that got too drunk.
And what would she do?
She'd take her money off, take her clothes off for money.
So you get a girl bombed, call her a liquor pig, have her strip, and then you give her money.
So now giving people money is a bad thing. Oh, I see. Thank you. I have been brought on your program to be castigated when I thought I was bringing up something that was beneficial to the people in my graduating class, the class of 77, who are not doing as well.
Not doing as well is one thing. Segregating them, having their wives dance for money, and then calling them liquor pigs is something else.
Well, I think it's a great opportunity for one of these Group B gals to get shoes on the feet of her kids, okay, if she can stop having them.
Oh, now we see.
Yeah, that's right.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Ted, I think you're a disgusting filth hole, and I don't think that success constitutes the value of a person. You can't say that you're worth more than me. I don't make $50 million a year like you, but I'm a good person.
I don't make $50 million a year. I have a $50 million a year business.
Well, I don't even have a $50 million a year business, but I can guarantee I'm a good person. I didn't get people's wives to strip for money.
I didn't say that you weren't a good person.
Well, you want to separate me from good people like you and say that I'm worth less or something and put me over in the corner, you know?
Well, in other words, if you come to a class reunion and you're with... Okay, let me ask you the question since you brought it up, okay?
Okay.
Is your wife hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
And so, in other words, that means she won't dance?
Well, she won't dance for a pig like you, so that's for me. She wouldn't even look at a pig like you, no matter how much...
In other words, you don't want to make some extra money for your family.
I think he's answered your question.
I make plenty of money for my family.
But what if you could... I could send her home with $5,000...
I think he answered your question, okay?
Hey, $5,000, you can pay my wife enough to get in front of a filthy pig like yourself.
I'm a filthy pig because I want to do something good for the graduates of my class, 77, who went out into the world and screwed the pooch and...
Oh,
Look, your family...
You want to do something good by doing something bad.
If your wife's good-looking, your family could have Christmas this year.
Why don't you have them watch... Oh, my family has Christmas. You better watch what you say.
I'm not saying anything.
I think you're over the line here, Ted.
Why don't you have them wash your car or clean your store or something? That's a little bit more respectable to make $5,000, money man.
Hey, all I said was any one of these women want to come inside here and make a couple of bucks.
Can we get off that, Ted? No man is going to let his wife dance for you and your country club chums so she can take her clothes off and have a few...
Really?
Yeah, really.
Well, amen.
Come 5 years ago, we doled out to the tune of $20,000.
Well, those women must have been desperate, and maybe they were liquored up.
Okay. I can't believe you. I can't believe the people you associate with must be just as big a filth hole as yourself, Ted Bell.
Hey, you know,
I would never come to your restaurant. What's your restaurant called? I want everybody out there to not go to this guy's restaurant. Your restaurant called? Take it on the air.
Look, for $20,000, she didn't just take her clothes off.
Dude, you know what I would do to you for $20,000? You know what I would do to you for $20,000?
Why don't you put the hole under your nose in reverse and just listen to what I'm saying. $20,000... can buy a whole lot of Christmas.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff?
Hi. One of my questions, Ted, was I was going to ask how big your restaurant is. I think that, you know, and you said you got a $50 million business, and so you've got money, but I think that you are far away from success.
What?
Success entails a lot more than money. And I know some successful people, guys that, you know, are easily making what your whole business is.
Well, look, you don't have to come to the reunion if you don't want to. I'm just trying to make people who are not that successful. Are you comfortable being with me?
No.
Okay,
no,
that's what I'm talking about. So why not you going with people that you're used to, which are people
well,
that
the
make what you
is,
make?
No. You've had your chance to speak, Ted, if I can have just a second.
Well, I'm just saying, if
the
you don't want to
is,
be with me at my reunion, you can be in the other room with the other ones.
Well, the reason I don't want to be with you is because I hear you on the radio, and I can hear I'm not sure how to describe what comes out of your mouth.
Words.
But that's why I would... Yeah, well, I know
words.
That they're words.
Yeah.
But the quality of the words are really not the type of words...
Do you know what it's like to talk to these people who can't even keep eye contact because they only make five figures?
Do you know what
it's like to have a guy standing in front of you, he's got on the Tom Kenny's, and I'm wearing, and let me say it again... $500 sealskin Italian zippered boots. All right?
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think, though, that some of the wealth
that you've
gotten...
You
know, it sounds pretty... $20,000 buys a lot of Christmas for these ladies and a little bit of jingle bells for me.
It
and I
does.
Can...
All right, that's fine. Yeah, go to Ted's high school reunion there, baby. It's going to be a swinging time.